Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 56 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Jesus ever since. I really need your prayers today. I don't know what's wrong, but I can't walk. My knees have given out on me, and I've really suffered quite a bit. My knees are swollen up. And I don't know what I can do about it. The doctors before told me that they'd like to operate on my knees, but they said my heart probably couldn't take it. So anyway, you pray. God can heal knees. There's nothing he can't take care of. So I'd appreciate your prayers. Well, friends, I'll be with you for a half an hour tonight. Won't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour your glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Well, here's our thought for the day. Bright eyes indicate curiosity, and black eyes indicate too much curiosity. We've labeled this message, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and I'd like to read to you from the 18th chapter of Luke and with the 31st verse. Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished, for he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spit upon. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things that were spoken. Well, Jesus tells his disciples they must go to Jerusalem. And here's what he said again, verse 31. Then he took them, the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go to Jerusalem, saying that in all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished, for he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. Well, Jesus is headed for the cross. Now, the prophecies concerning him will be fulfilled, and they've prophesied this for years. He had been headed toward the cross all of his life. It's just like the day you and I are born is the day we begin to die. And that's a fact. Nearing Jericho, they meet a blind beggar. Not a chance encounter. reaching one more soul on the way to Calvary. That's Jesus' purpose in this life, was to come and seek and save that which is lost. Beloved, tonight, if you don't know Jesus, according to the Bible, you are lost in your sin. Because it tells us in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I didn't have a problem believing that when I was an alcoholic. The problem I had was I didn't believe that God could love me enough to die for me. I just couldn't believe that. Well, the blind man's condition, verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the way begging. Well, the problems he faced, he couldn't see the light. He stumbled often along his way. And friends, he had to be led by others. This last couple of days has been awful for me. Because even with a cane, I can't walk good. And so my wife has to come and I put my hand on her shoulder. And boy, if I fell, I'd be in real bad shape. Well, that's what the blind man was. And he lived off the handouts of the world. Oh, friends, you know, they say almost every intersection here in Denver, Colorado, there is a beggar sitting out with a sign and say he needs help and God bless, anything will help. Now, some of those people are for real, but a whole lot of them are phony. And they make money, good money, if that's what you want to call making good money. Oh, I tell you, it's a shame. Well, this guy was in that same condition. And this pictures the spiritual blindness of all lost people. Jesus said the Pharisee was blind. And I read in Matthew 15:14, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Friends, if you think the Lord doesn't have a compassionate heart, you're dead wrong. And remember, you know, when God heard the prayers of the Israelites down in Egypt, when he said he was moved with compassion, they were being beaten, and they were slaves, and all these terrible things that were happening to them. And all this time, Jesus had a sheep herder called Moses out there in the wilderness, and he was herding sheep. But that man wasn't just herding sheep. He was being prepared by God to take those people to the promised land. Do you know what? He's preparing people like you and me to be a blessing to others. Not only financially, but there's times in your life, and I've had many times in my life when I've been sick or a heart attack or cancer or something, that I was able to help somebody else with the same problem. If you think the Lord isn't concerned about you, you're dead wrong. Peter said, casting your care upon him, for he careth for you. Well, those who followed them were also blind. Until conversion, all are spiritually blind. And I read in 2 Corinthians 2:14, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. Well, listen. Satan blinds people to the gospel. Even today, I have listened on the TV at night late these late evangelists who are preaching prosperity instead of salvation. They're making a lot of money, but beloved, let me tell you what. When they stand before the judgment seat, they're going to find out that they're not going to go into heaven. He said, "Be gone, ye cursed of workers of iniquity, for I never knew you." This man said God has given him the power to break the curse of poverty over you. God never gave anybody that thing. God is God and they're just men. But they're trying to make people believe that they are God. Believe me, they are. Well, the blind man's a curiosity, and he says here in 36, and am I in the right thing here? 36, I'm sorry. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. The noise of the multitude were different. He sensed something special was going on. They told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. You may be here today out of curiosity. You wondered about the church. You sense something different in the place that you attend. Jesus of Nazareth is here. He makes the difference. Now here is the blind man's cry. And he cried saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, listen. He recognized Jesus as a promised son of God. Oh, friends, listen. He acknowledged Jesus as a source of mercy. Do you acknowledge tonight that Jesus is merciful? Oh, friends, if you don't, you're dead wrong. I know these people that are trying to say that there is no God. The Bible said, "Thy fool says that there is no God." But he refused to be intimidated by others. He kept on crying out until the answer came. The blind man's conversion, 40 and 43. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved him." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto the Lord. Friends, listen. The night I went to Brother Tom Baird's house when I was going to take my life because my wife and kids were leaving, I was in the worst condition you ever saw. A drunk, raging man, out of my mind with fear, not knowing where to turn, not knowing who to talk to. After all, I had talked to 6 different preachers, but not one of them told me that the problem was I needed a Savior. They said, "You should quit drinking. You know drinking's a sin." Well, of course everybody knows drinking's a sin. But I did not know, and I've said this so many times, I did not know that God loved me. I couldn't believe it. Well, the argument that I gave to the pastor that morning was that if God loves me so much, why did he take my baby sister? Why did he take my mom? Why did he take my dad and put me in contact with the meanest stepmother ever put on this earth? I couldn't understand that. He said, "Jesus loves you, Cecil. John 3:16, for God so loved Cecil Moe that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe that him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, now, the blind man's conversion, he invited him to come near. Listen, he invites all people to come unto me, come to him. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. Tonight you're facing a problem. Maybe you're facing divorce. Maybe your children are living in sin. Maybe they're into drugs or alcoholism. And you are frustrated. You say, what can I do? I'm telling you, beloved, the answer is Jesus Christ. No other way. Now, there's some preachers on TV, famous preachers, that are saying that there's more than one way into heaven. But there's not. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by me. He is the only way. He said, my sheep shall hear my voice and follow me. Well, Jesus invited him to come to here. Now, he invites all people to come to him, even tonight. You say, Cecil, wait a minute. I can't believe, all right. You can't believe? Won't you bow your head right now and say, God help thou mine unbelief. You said he would he do it? He certainly would. I have a pastor friend that called me the other night. He said, Brother Mo, I got a prayer request for you. He said, this pastor friend of mine has got two daughters that are both out of college, and they're both now complete atheists. They do not believe. They don't want to hear anybody talk about God. Their own father is a preacher of the gospel. He's done everything he could. Well, I've been praying, Lord, bring those two girls to their knees that they might recognize that you are the Christ. You are the one that came into the world to die for sinners. Their dad must be in total anguish because of his two daughters, because he knows what lies ahead for those who don't know him and don't trust him. You know it and I know it. Well, he instructed others to do their part. We should be bringing people to Jesus now. Now, I heard a program on TV, and they wanted us to write and call in and tell them how many souls we'd led to Christ or this and that. Well, what they wanted to do is get you on their mailing list so they can raise funds. I get call after call after call because I have helped a lot of ministries who are wanting money, wanting money. Listen, I don't go out and solicit money for my ministry. You say, well, you must be a man of great faith. Well, I'm a man of faith. I do know that God does supply our needs. He told us that in the Bible in Philippians, my God shall supply your needs through Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, that's for people who give unto the Lord, and they tithe. Now, you don't have to tithe to go to heaven, but I'll assure you, he said, lay up your treasures in heaven where thieves don't enter. And hey, you can't, you know what? You're not safe walking in our town. You go down to Lodo, I'll guarantee you're going to get knocked in the head or you're going to get stuck up. New York City, ride on those A trains, and I'll tell you right now, before you get home, you'll probably get knocked in the head. Oh, I'm telling you. But we should be bringing people to Jesus. Now, our churches today, our pastors, are not one bit concerned, many of them. Now, I'm not labeling them all. No, I'm not. But many of them do not care whether you win a soul to Christ or not. They don't even give an invitation. I told you last week I saw a Baptist preacher and I saw a United Methodist preacher out of Florida preach tremendous messages. Boy, they were heartrending. And then they closed, never gave an invitation. Now, you think those men are not going to have to stand before God like you and I both? All of us are going to have to stand before God and give an account for our lives. So if you're not leading souls to Christ, you're not following his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. People know that you're a disciple when you love one another. What will thou have me to do? The blind man's response to the Lord's question. He called Jesus Lord. He believed Jesus could restore his sight. And Jesus said, receive thy faith, thy sight, thy faith have saved thee. Faith brought the blind man sight, and faith saved him and brought him eternal life. Do you recall when Jesus them said they must go through, I forget, they were going down to, my mind's not there. But anyway, he met the lady at the well. Now, the disciples said, well, aren't you going to go to town with us? No, he said, you go ahead and get the food. He said, I've got food that you don't know nothing about. What was Jesus there at that well for? Because he had one purpose in mind, to introduce that lady, immoral lady, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told her all the things that she'd done and all these things. And then she said, well, you must be the Jesus. And he allowed her to go back to town and tell the people that she had found the Jesus. And remember when Jesus was on the cross, giving up his life, he gave a life, they didn't take it from him. And there this one man said, you are from God, you've saved others, why don't you come down off the cross and save yourself? And guess what? The other man said, listen, we're here because we deserve to die, but this man has done nothing wrong. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, from this day forth, thou shalt be with me in paradise. The very last thing that Jesus did on the cross was reach another lost man before he died. Oh, friends, and the man never got baptized. The man never joined a church, and he never heard another sermon. But he had the assurance that he was going to go to heaven because Jesus, the Son of God, said he was. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. What do you want him to do for you? Faith will bring his mercy and salvation to you. Now you say, well, Cecil, wait a minute. I just don't follow you. Well, listen, if you were an alcoholic and you staggered into a preacher's home and you heard a love story like I was told, I'll guarantee you I had no other way to turn. I was at the bottom. Now I'm looking up. But he kept assuring me that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and they buried him in a tomb, and the third day he arose. And he's alive and standing on the right hand of God right now, tonight, with outstretched arms saying, Bill, Jim, Pete, Mary, come to me. I love you. Now you say, well, that's what I want then, Cecil. I said, okay. Now, I'm going to lead you in a sinner's prayer, but I do not want you to pray this prayer unless you really mean it. And here's how the prayer goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious, precious name of Jesus, I confess, Lord, that I am a sinner. Oh, Father, I'm so sorry for my wayward life and the things I've done. But tonight, Lord, the best way I know how, I am opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. No, I'll not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I will not sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you spend eternity. Oh, beloved, if you can't afford this call, you call collect and I'll accept. 303-471-8534. For 40-some years I've been doing this, inviting people to Christ. Many, many, many thousands, I guess, have come to know Christ because of our preaching on the radio. Not that we're great preachers, but we're a concerned preacher, and we know the King. So give me a call, will you? Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you, dear ones, for listening. Oh, I'd like to urge you to pray for my legs that I'd be able to start walking again. Oh, I tell you, it's hard to get around if you can't walk. But I do know that this God can heal anything and anybody. You don't have to go to a doctor. Of course, I believe in doctors. Sure I do. But when everything fails, God can heal. Let me tell you what. Well, friends, I appreciate your listening to the broadcast. I pray that something we said might have encouraged you. Keep your upward look. Jesus is concerned about your every need tonight. A lot of times he said, you have not because you ask not. Ask him. Tell him what you need and believe him. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.